life brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning out there. I hope everybody's going jolly today. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we are making life brighter today. I have a very special set of guests today, and we are going to knock your socks off. So welcome to everybody worldwide, and I want to do a special shout out. I looked at where people are coming from all over the world, and we have a ton of listeners in Sweden. So hello, Sweden. Hello, Taiwan. Hello, Brazil. Hello, China. Hello, Japan. Hello, France. Hello, world. Good morning. And this morning, I want to introduce to you right off the bat, special guest speaker who is a motivational speaker, and he goes the extra mile to make our world brighter, Mr. Sean Anderson. Welcome, Sean.
Good morning, Winifred.
It is so great to have you today. Thank you for being with us. Now, Sean is someone that's not only a keynote speaker, but he is an author and a best-selling author, and he has inspired and helped Olympic gold medal holders and world record holders achieve greatness. And you all know, if you've been following the show, that I've been interviewing our very own Olympic contenders coming up. And if you haven't listened to those shows, you can go back to the archives and check it out on makinglifebrighter.com in the radio tab. You can go to the Voice America Network and hear it on Making Life Brighter there. So, Sean, tell us a little bit about how it is you got into motivating people and being the entrepreneur and the very, very positive person that you are.
Well, Winifred, I realized at a very young age that, you know, life is extremely short. Nothing we can do about the very first date of when we're born and the last date of when we leave, but it's all those dates in the middle that we've got complete and total control over. I wanted to be a guy that when I took my last breath on earth, I didn't want to live with regrets. And so from very, very early on, I started identifying those moments, experiences, adventures that I wanted to live, and I started to make them happen. But more than that, I started to find out that my real juice in life was not only living the life that I love, but helping other people live the very best version of themselves and living the life they love. So that's what I'm all about. I'm helping you climb to the top of your mountain, whether it's to push you or pull you, but let's get you there.
And what is your number one way of getting people there, whether it's someone who's an Olympic athlete, someone who's a business person trying to get there, or someone who's just trying to achieve a goal?
Well, first off, let's identify intention, because you can never live the life you love unless you know what that life looks like beforehand, right? So we have to get clear on what the dream, what the vision, what the intention is, and knowing specifically where we want to go, it helps us to be able to create a plan that gets us there. So number one is, you know, it's what do you want to do, Winifred? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? What do you want to do specifically? It's not good enough to say, I want to be happy. I want to have a great relationship. Those aren't good enough. Let's get as specific as we can so we can create the baby steps to help walk us to where we want to go.
And when you take someone on to do that, what is your criteria?
Passion. They have to understand that, you know, if it was so easy to create the life that we wanted to live, every single person on this earth would be doing it, but it's really not. Not only do you have to have that kind of passion that helps you overcome the failures, the defeats, the tragedies that are so apt to hit us in life. Everyday life is sometimes tough and it wears us down. I want to work with people who are willing to work past those everyday failures and challenges and to keep on going despite what might be happening in their life. It's those people who are willing to get rejection letter 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, it's those people that have a chance to really get to the top of their mountain. That's the people that I want to work with. That's the people that I want to help energize and empower so I can celebrate with them when we get to the top.
You know, that's a great point, Sean, because when I sat down with the former head of Warner Brothers Records, Nashville, Jim Ed Norman said to me, he said, I'm not going to help you. And I said, okay. He goes, I won't even help my own children. And I said, all right. And he said, we see people come through here that want to get signed for a music record deal 13 times, and we reject them 13 times to find out how serious they are. And it takes that. So when we see people on TV and at the Grammys and all that, it's not always just a yes, yes, yes road. So I want you to speak to that a little bit about the people that you take on and the Olympic athletes you've worked with, and what do you know about them that's different?
Well, first off, I know very strongly and personally what it is to receive rejection. The very first book that I wrote was called Countdown to College, Preparing Your Student for Success in the Collegiate Universe. I received a rejection letter the very first publisher, from the very fifth publisher, from the 10th publisher. I received 83 rejection letters before I ever got that book published. I had tons of opportunity to say, you know what, I'm not meant to be a writer, I'm not meant to do this. But from that, I was able to do reasonably well with the first book, and I then had a track record. And when I went to publish my second book, the second and the third publisher both said yes. You see, sometimes in life, life tests you. It wants to see how bad you really want success. And in order for us to earn our extra mile stripes, we're going to get tested. Any dream that's so big, it doesn't matter if it's a gold medal, it doesn't matter if it's a promotion and a job, it doesn't matter if it's staying in the relationship, it doesn't matter if it's trying to run your first marathon or just even getting out today to go for a 1 mile walk. Man, life is going to test you, and it's going to say, you know what, Winifred, it's hard. You can't do it. Stop. Go watch TV. Wheel of Fortune on tonight. Go buy Imaginary Vowels with Pat and Vanna. You know, go do something like that. But whatever you do, Winifred, don't go exercise tonight. So it's that kind of rejection that every athlete, every business person, every homemaker, every mom, every dad, every student, we all go through that. How bad do you want it?
I love it. I love you already. I love you.
143, right back at you, Winifred.
Oh, my God. Okay, so everybody, Sean Anderson is the creator of Extra Mile America. He's the author of Extra Mile America and the creator of Extra Mile Day. Tell us about Extra Mile Day.
Okay, well, in 2009, America was going through a lot of really bad stuff. The news was reminding us every day about how much life really wasn't so hot. Businesses were closing, banks were closing, foreclosures were at an all-time high, relationships were divorcing at rates unheard of. Everything was going bad. People started looking to the government and saying, what kind of program are you going to create that helps my life? People looked at their bosses and said, what are you going to do to help me keep my job? People looked at their spouses and said, what are you doing to make our relationship better? People forgot the general premise that if you really want to create the life that you love, you don't look to the government, you don't look to your boss, you don't look at your wife, your spouse, your partner, your friends. You look at the man or the woman in the mirror. So I wanted to use my small voice and create something that reminded people of that message, that you don't just keep going the status quo either. You got to do more, you got to be more, you got to give more. And that's how Extra Mile America was created. In 2009, I pedaled a bike from one ocean to the other. Along the way, I interviewed over 200 people who were identified as having gone the extra mile in volunteerism or service to make the world a better place. That's how it all started.
That's amazing. Tell us about what it was like to ride cross country.
At that time, I was a 47-year-old non-bicyclist. And let me repeat that. I'm not a bicyclist. So in the best Forrest Gump sort of way, I decided, you know what? Let's create the ultimate symbol. Let's get my non-bicyclist bottom on a bike and start going. So that in itself was a challenge. But then when you interview these amazing people across the country that have been pre-identified as done something awesome, you get invigorated as you go. And also at the end of that tour, I gave away $10,000 of my own money in order to tell the people who were doing great, keep on doing great. So along that route, I was in the Nevada desert. And as I was pedaling across, I started thinking, what could we do to make this bigger and better? That's how Extra Mile Day started. I started thinking, let's contact mayors and cities and have them recognize the superstar volunteers that were going the extra mile in their cities. That first year, 23 mayors participated.
Wow, that
is
fantastic.
November 1st, 2016, 560 mayors jumped on board.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Unbelievable. That is fantastic. So what do they say? What are they willing to do, and what's the feedback to you about this program?
Well, you know, mayors, they want something that's positive. They want news that's positive. They want to recognize people in their community that are doing something positive. So it's just been something that's kind of grown organically. And it's a great reminder, too, that whenever we have a small vision in life, if we just listen to that whisper in our heart, if we just listen and we take that bold first step and do something, something can grow much bigger than we ever thought. The 23 cities that I celebrated in 2009 have grown to 560. I believe that when we put our best effort forth, in the most cosmic, amazing way, the universe and everybody around us starts to celebrate, and it starts to just grow so much more organically than we could have ever imagined. You know, and now I'm starting to not only just focus on the Extra Mile America, but Extra Mile World. And so the Extra Mile message is now starting to go out in other countries around the world.
And where can people find that?
In 2015, I did my first Extra Mile World speaking tour, and I went to the Philippines. And over a month there, at all the events that I spoke at, there were over 20,000 Filipinos in attendance. This year, in September, I'm creating Extra Mile World 2017, and this year we're going to Central America, where we'll be speaking to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. So that just keeps on building. You know, if you just keep reaching out to people who are hungry for wanting more in their life, amazing things will grow. You
now,
and I are just seed planters. That's what we do. We plant seeds. Let's see what grows after we plant.
Is that on Facebook? Can people find that on Facebook?
If you go to the website extramileamerica.org, there will be a place there about Extra Mile World.
All right, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we're going to be back with more Sean Anderson right here, and we're going to talk about some of his best-selling books and much more in motivational and uplifting things that are making our world brighter. We'll be right back.
Your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to makinglifebrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness. Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and this is the greatest day of your life. I just want you to know that, and if you didn't know that, now you know that. And we are here today speaking with Sean Anderson, who empowers people all over the world, and he is the creator of Going the Extra Mile, the Extra Mile Day, and he is not only going the extra mile, he's going to walk the extra mile. Sean, tell us what you're about to do next.
Well, in June, I'm going to be walking coast to coast in across the country of England, and then I'm going to go walk about 400 miles across border to border across Ireland. This will be the sixth and seventh countries that I've crossed by foot, actually. Last summer, I walked 750 miles in 48 days around Shikoku, Japan. And I do it because I try to melt my life down into its most deep simplicity at times to help me regain my own passion, to inspire my own purpose, to realize that, you know, the greatest things in life are the most simple things in life. And after I do one of these walks, not only have I melted the fat off my body, but I've also melted it off my mind, my heart, and my spirit. And I come back with more passion than ever.
Where did you begin this great drive of passion, of positivity that you have? I mean, how does this percolate up into you, and where do you personally get driven to do all these things?
Well, I think a long time ago, I just realized the shortness of life. I mean, we are only here for a short amount of time. And so my whole theory on living life is to live it with great intention and great purpose and great power, and not be scared by risks and not be limited by what people say I can't do. I just believe in living as vigorously, as adventurously, as dynamically as I possibly can. If I have a dream of something that goes, that whisper inside me, and again, it's about listening to the whispers that we have inside us that go, oh, wow, that would be really cool. Oh, man, I would like to do that. Well, that's where you start to honor yourself, and you honor your whisper, and you do what you has been planted inside you to do.
That is so amazing. That is so cool. Now, you've written several books, and I want you to tell us about Amicus 101. What is this book about?
Well, when I was younger, I had after I'd graduated from Berkeley, I had trouble finding a job, and I still had to pay bills. And so my very first job was working the graveyard shift at a 7-Eleven from 11 at night to 7 in the morning. And at that time, you know, not a lot of customers used to come in at 2 o'clock in the morning. And after I'd finished my jobs, I started reading every self-improvement motivation biography book that I possibly could, because I started to want to fill my brain with the sort of positive stuff that could help me leave footprints in life that could make a difference. And one particular book that I had read was called by Ogmandino, The Greatest Miracle in the World. And it wasn't a book, it was a book different than all the other books. And it wasn't like, these are the 10 things you need to do to be successful. It told the success principles in a story. So Amicus 101, I wanted to follow the model that worked first for me. It's about a guy, Jay Garfield, who goes to work one day and finds out that he got fired. Jay's been living a mediocre existence his entire life, in his relationships, in his passions, in his dreams. He's been absolutely mediocre and average. But when he gets fired, it wakes him up so dramatically. First, he goes into a major state of depression, doesn't know what he wants to do with his life, until he meets an amazing teacher named Amicus. And Amicus takes him through 21 life lessons where Jay starts to transform from the inside out.
I love it. I love it. So what are some of the lessons that Amicus teaches him?
First, it's about dreaming. It's about, you know, what do you really want for your life? What do you want in your relationships? What do you want for your health? What is it that you really want? I mean, if we keep letting life just kind of direct us or guide us, or we just kind of it's like floating down a river. For example, if you just are a stick and you're just floating down the river, you have to go wherever the currents take you. It might take you to the left, it might take you to the right, but it's undoubtedly going to take you over this huge waterfall in the end. I believe that we all still go down the same river, but instead of floating as a stick, I float in a canoe with a paddle. And sometimes I want to veer to the left because it looks really cool to go look over there. And sometimes I'll go to the right. And sometimes I'll even try to go upstream a little bit. But I'm in control of that. I create my destiny by the decisions that I make every single day and how I'm flowing down my own river.
And what do you think of the challenges that come up? How would you overcome the unexpected in the river?
Well, it's all about how I react and how I respond to that challenge. I mean, I'm not immune to experiencing the word no. I experience the word no a ton of times, but it's what I do after the word no. I'm not immune to having some tragedy hit my life, you know, some sort of someone passing on, something that happens. But it's how we respond to that. That's where the greatest power that we've all been given comes into play, the power of choice. What do we choose to do when we get that news? Do we let it block us and stop us, or do we find a way to get around, find our best self again, and get back on track?
And have you ever worked with people that have both a physical challenge or an addictive challenge? Have you ever worked with folks like that?
Well, this is a perfect opportunity to bring up one particular woman where I met as I pedaled across the country back in 2009. Her name was Sheila Holsworth. And Sheila had to be escorted up to me on somebody's arm. You see, Sheila had two glass eyes, but they weren't always glass eyes. When she was 10 years old, the orthodontic headgear that she was wearing to straighten her teeth, one day it just snapped. And when that orthodontic headgear snapped, it popped up and it gouged out both her eyes. Oh. Now, at 10 years old, Sheila Holsworth forever had these two glass eyes. She could have chosen to let that just stop her and forever live 100% as a blind person, but she didn't. When I met and got to know Sheila Holsworth, I found out she had become an international world record holder in downhill skiing, and she was also a trick water ski jumper. She would hold on to the rope on the back of the boat, and she could do flips and turns. She didn't let it stop her in the sense that she rode a bike tandem across her state. So we can only we let the defeats, the failures, the things that we have, we let them stop us, or we move past them. Sheila Holsworth was a perfect example. One more thing. She was the first woman to climb one of the world's tallest mountains. She did it as a blind woman.
Wow. Now, if that isn't inspirational to you, then I don't know what is. That is unbelievable. Now, what happened to you when you learned all that? What did you feel? How did you take that information in? What happened?
Of course, I became invigorated. I become more hopeful. I mean, when we're really married to life and we're married to the experiences that we have and what we see and what we feel and what we do, every single thing that we experience, every single person that we meet gives us the opportunity to evolve or grow. I'm already on this path where I'm seeking to be inspired. So when I hear a story like Sheila Holsworth, man, how does that just not set me on fire even more? I love that. It gives me hope as I continue to walk my own path.
You just make me happy. I love it. And I love these stories. Now, if someone buys Amicus 101, they get a bonus copy. Is that still available?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, if any of your listeners send me an email and say, you know what, I think that her show is amazing, and because I support Winifred so much, anyone that says that, I will send them two extra copies, because all I'm about is passing on goodwill. I will sign them all, one for the reader, two for their friends, and let's go change the world.
Wow. I love it. I love it. So you can get your extra bonus copy if you email Sean and tell him that you heard it here on Making Life Brighter. That is
But the
fantastic.
Magic, don't forget the magic word. Winifred, magic word.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of like Amicus. You said that that's a word for friend. Well, you know, Winifred means friend of peace. That's the meaning of Winifred.
Awesome.
So tell us what Amicus 101 Lessons from a Friend is.
Well, I found out that after people read Amicus 101, the 21 life lessons that Jay Garfield learned from Amicus, people were interested in trying to apply those same lessons to their life. And so Lessons from a Friend takes those 21 lessons, and then it asks a number of questions and puts you through exercises for each one that makes the lesson personal to you.
I love it. That is so cool. Give us an example of one of them.
Well, again, if we go back to that whole dreaming scenario, I walk the person through just a number of different dream exercises and challenge them to think about different areas of their life, because you can have a vision for every area of your life. Winifred, you have the power to have a vision for what you want in a relationship. You know, all the details of the most amazing partner you could ever have. We really melt that down. We can create the vision for what do you want to leave as far as footprints? What kind of organizations make a difference to your heart? You know, what kind of health you want. So we start melting all of these down. Why can't you have a vision for every part of your life? Why do you have to live as you're living today if you're not happy with how you're living today?
Oh my gosh, this is so fantastic. I hope everyone's soaking this in, and you're going to take this and share the archive with a friend, because Sean Anderson is not only inspiring us, he is enlivening us and motivating us to move forward and take hold of now. You know, this can't be more perfect timing, and I mean that sincerely. Our world is reflecting fear. Our world is reflecting, you know, what's next, the unknown, where are we going, we don't know, the same old story. It doesn't have to be the same old story, does it?
It doesn't. You know, I'm not a person who's a wall builder. I'm a person who's a bridge builder. And, you know, I believe that the more that we reach out and we support other people, the more that we will be supported. I believe the more that we reach out and encourage other people, the more that we will be encouraged. So if we become bridge builders, watch the traffic that comes right back at you.
I love it. I love it. This is such a fun day. This is really cool. Thank you for being here today. And we're going to be back with more Sean Anderson right here on Making Life Brighter Radio. And if you have a question or a comment, you can email me directly at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And I encourage you to take this archive and share it on your Facebook post, share it with people everywhere. Help them take a look at themselves through Sean's work and maybe introduce them to his books so that they can take their life and turn it around, and they can go and make not only their life brighter, but someone else's life brighter. And this is so cool. So we'll be right back. We're going to be back with more Sean Anderson right here on Making Life Brighter Radio.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to makinglifebrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary. Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness. Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with Medical Intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we are going jolly today. We're making the world brighter, and every minute we're becoming happier and happier because this is the greatest day of our life. And you're going to make it the greatest day of your life just by a smile and a change of thought and going and smiling at someone else and hopefully influencing their day as well. I'd like to know if you'd like to soar to the top, because if you'd like to soar to the top, we have Sean Anderson right here, and he's going to tell us how we would soar to the top with his book that he's written, Rise Above the Crowd and Fly Away to Your Dream.
Well, that was my second book, and actually when writing was my avocation, that really pushed me to start writing more. That book did pretty well. It sold about 50,000 copies, and it was originally the very first book that I wanted to write, but I knew that nobody would pick that up until I developed credibility as a writer, and so that's why I wrote something that I knew really well and I was an expert on, and that was graduating successfully from college. So Soar to the Top was always my vision all along as far as writing my first book. It came to me from reading another book in life, which was one of my all-time favorites, which was the autobiography of Benjamin Franklin. And in that particular book, Benjamin Franklin, and first off, you know, as far as role models and mentors, they don't have to be people that are just here today. They don't have to be people you know. Some of the greatest role models and mentors I've ever had in my life are people that I've never met, the people that are not even here that might have lived 200 years ago, like Benjamin Franklin. Because when I read his book, that taught me the very first principles of accountability and how we can become better people in areas that we want to become better in. Benjamin Franklin's book identified 13 virtues of which he wanted to grow and evolve in. And in that particular book, he focused on one every few weeks, every month. I said, wow, I love that accountability concept. I was out running one day on the beach. This was back in the 7-Eleven days. And I saw a seagull flying out over the ocean. And I go, oh, man, look at that seagull. Where is he going? Look how high he's flying. It's kind of unlimited. He doesn't seem afraid at all. And all of a sudden, it came to me. I mean, I want to live like that. I don't want to live with fear. I want to live with this passion of just going somewhere where I can't even see that final destination right away. I want to soar. So this concept of SOAR came to me, and I turned SOAR into an acronym of four principles that one can follow in their life if they want to achieve whatever it is they want to achieve. The S of the word SOAR, S-O-A-R, stands for the word seeing. You've got to be able to see clearly your dream. What is it that you want? Can you smell it? Can you breathe it? Can you taste it? Can you feel it with every fiber in your being? S stands for seeing. The O stands for organizing. It's not enough to have a dream and know where you want to go, but it's about taking a step-by-step plan, creating a step-by-step plan that gets us there. Seeing, organizing. The A stands for acting. We can have the greatest dream in the world and the greatest plan in the world, but if we're still going home and buying those imaginary vows and not taking action on that plan every single day, all we have is a dream that's on paper. Seeing, organizing, acting. The R stands for rejecting. Because when your dream is so big in life, you need to be able to reject the failure, the defeats, the losses, the tragedies that come your way. You've got to get rid of the stinking thinking in your own head. You've got to be able to reject the whispers that come and keep on going. Seeing, organizing, acting, rejecting, soar to the top.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Today is like, I feel like I'm having my own personal session today. And I hope that you're all feeling the same way out there because this is fantastic. So Sean, tell us a little bit about what it is that your greatest challenges have been to overcome and how you did it.
The greatest challenges ever. I mean, I've certainly had, here's one that I remember as I was walking across Spain, 450 miles, the very first time I tried to walk across a country, I am going gangbusters over the Pyrenees Mountains the first day from France into Spain. I am just trucking up that hill. I'm passing the hikers. I'm going down so darn fast. I'm thinking, man, I am in shape. I can nail this. I can do this. I keep that pace up for 2 days. My feet start to get sore and sore. The blisters start to come. My feet turn black and blue. My ankles are swollen. On day four, everything is just shouting at me, man, look what you did. You've just totally screwed up your whole hike right now. You're not going to be able to even walk. I mean, I had my feet so bandaged and so wrapped and they were still bleeding. They were just so damaged. I'd lost my toenails. They were gone. But I knew that I couldn't really quit right then. I had to keep going because it's what I wanted. So for the next 2 weeks, I just kind of babied myself and pushed myself every day to walk with the sore feet 10 miles, 12 miles, 15 miles, 20 miles, the most 33 miles in a day. And so that was an amazing lesson to learn that no matter how down we are, we can only stay on the ground if we are willing not to get up and push off our knees. We can only keep stuck if we want to stay stuck. I don't choose to let bruised feet, no toenails stop me, but you know what? Let's just keep flowing and going.
That's incredible. Wow. There's a testimony if you don't want to get off the couch and exercise. tell me, I'm interested, deeply interested, in one of your greatest moments in life.
Oh man, I haven't lived it yet.
I love it.
No, and I'm serious about this. I remind people this all the time. I'm 54, okay? And I've had some pretty cool experiences and adventures and some successes. But you know what? It doesn't matter if you're 54, 64, 74, or 84. If you choose to believe that your best days are still ahead, why can't they be, man? You're wiser, smarter. You're so much better in every single way. So why can't our best days always be ahead? People continue to go back, oh man, those were the good old days. Do you remember in high school we did this? Oh man, you were such a stud on the football team. God, you are the best looking cheerleader ever. Who cares, man? Let's quit looking in the rearview mirror and start looking straight through the window in front of us, because life is to be lived going forward, not backward. My best relationship is still coming. My best adventure is still to be created. My best business success, man, it's still out there waiting for me to go find it. Best days are always always forward.
I love it. You know, that reminds me of a story of one of the people that started one of the biggest publishing companies that's now one of the most successful publishing companies is Hay House. And in the New Age world, Hay House and Louise L. Hay is well known. Well, people don't know that Louise L. Hay started when she was like 60, when she started that whole thing. And it's just taken off. She didn't do it when she was 20. And that says something. It's going back to what you originally started this program with, about passion, about a belief system, about a drive, about being unbreakable, unshakable. You know, it reminds me of a story once also when I was really deliberating a great change in my life. And I was sitting on the end of the diving board over the pool and I was looking at the trees in the backyard at the time. And I was married at the time and I was debating whether I was going to get divorced. And I looked at the trees and the trees were these large, large trees that grow 40 feet into the ground, but they were used originally as masts to the ships in the day. And the reason was because they would bend so far, but never break. Mm. And that really gave me a lot of motivation to move forward with. And I thought, I can do this unknown, and I did it, and that's what I'm thinking of as you're telling me these stories. It's like, wow, you know, we can do this. We can go out in the world and do whatever we want to create. And Sean, tell us where you're going next. Tell us what you want people to join in with you with?
Well, where I am lucky enough to go next is after an amazing radio interview that I had this morning with one of the best talk show hosts on Voice of America, Winifred Adams. I am going to go get so present in my now, and what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go on the beach and hope that I find an amazing sand dollar. I'm going to take some bread with me. I'm going to throw it to the seagulls. I'm going to go ahead and watch the ocean waves, and I'm going to watch the power of that, and I'm going to just realize how big and amazing the world is and still how small my dreams are, and I'm going to use that just to inspire me. I am so Eckhart Tolle-ish and really identifying and living the now. If I'm lucky, I might see a butterfly, and I'm going to see where he's going to float to and fly, but that's what I'm all about.
That is so cool. I'm joyful and I'm speechless. You know, there's a question I ask everybody in every interview. What makes your life brighter?
Gosh, the chance to interact with other people, the chance to breathe air every morning, the chance to take my chihuahuas out for a walk and see what they're interested in, the chance to possibly have a great idea and put some legs under it so that idea can run fast. I mean, there's so much around us that needs to be explored and so many people that I've never met. Sometimes I'm amazed if I'm driving on the 405 in Los Angeles and I see all these cars. I'm thinking, man, there's so many people that I still got to meet. I mean, it's everything about life is inspiring, or everything in life is uninspiring. It depends on what you think, because how you see life depends on how you program that computer sitting on your shoulders. I choose to program it that everything is pretty amazing and I won the lottery by being able to be here and live this adventure.
Amen to that. Wow, this has been fantastic. I can't say enough thank yous for taking time out to come and be with us today and share your vitality, your insight, your energy, all of your work, your life's work with us. So everybody out there, you can look up Sean Anderson at seananderson.com. Where can they find your books, Sean?
They can find them on Amazon, or they can go to seananderson.com. You could probably order them in a bookstore. Just if you really want to, you can find it. But go to seananderson.com and I'll help guide them there.
That's fantastic. And remember, you can have your free book and your second free book if you email him directly.
Oh, and if they say the word Winifred, they get they get 1 + 2.
It makes a fabulous trinity and two extra books to give away and share this positivity. So go out and make someone else's life brighter. Sean, you have lifted my heart today, brother. Wow. Dear friend, now on earth, thank you very much, and sending you a high five across the bay. Thank you so much for coming and being with here today with us, and wishing you the most present moment. And in a few minutes, we're going to hear from Cousin Kate. And can you imagine? That's what's up next. Wait till you hear these voices. They are going to blow your mind. Thank you, Sean. And we'll be back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with Medical Intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back live in the studio today with Cousin Kate. And I have two of the best up-and-coming, worldwide, positive, light-bringing, light-showing, positive message singing singers in the whole world. Meet Corinna and Isabella Kott. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
From Austria originally.
Germany, Austria.
Austria. Oh my goodness. Well, I asked you, can you imagine? Because that is their song that they're going to sing for us in a little bit here. But I want to introduce you to these two amazing light beings that have a musical gift that we're going to get to experience here. But you can look them up in CousinKate.com. Just how it sounds, CousinKate.com. So tell us how you got into music.
Oh, God, that started like from childhood on. Our parents were music lovers, mm-hmm. and so it was very easy to fall into the love of music and the expression of music and, you know, singing and dancing. And
there was a lot of singing and dancing at home. Our father was singing, you know, in the shower, in the choir, in the town. Our mom was singing with us, actually teaching us harmonies. We were always singing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So singing together, I mean, how did you come to sing together? Because obviously you have a musical gift together, but what made you decide that this would be the two of you together?
Well, we always did it, right, from little on with the parents and everything. But then we are coming from a small town, and the people in our town would have these gatherings of coming together, and then people would perform and do their thing. And we were 8 years old, and there were these two boys singing, and we were like, wait a minute, we can do this. And so we went.
That's competition.
They're like, okay, do it, girls. So we went. Actually, we went originally with our brother.
And so then, the three of us did it, and then the town really loved it, and then we started to perform in our town every Easter and every Christmas and all, like, special occasions. Mm-hmm. That's when that began.
Well, I owe a special gift of gratitude to our dear friend Chantalyn, who's here behind us in the studio, because she put us all together and introduced right. me to you and your fabulous voices, and shout out to Chantalyn. And hello to our Swiss friends on the couch as well. Hello out there.
Hello.
We are one big happy gathering here today of positivity, I assure you. And we invite you to share this show everywhere around the world. And you can go to MakingLifeBrighter.com to the radio tab, or you can go on VoiceAmerica.com and check out all the shows and archives there. We've brought you some great experts in their field, and we've brought you Dr. Fitzgerald in heart surgery recently. And this is a very special month on Making Life Brighter Radio. And of course, Sean Anderson earlier today. And we have these beautiful voices here. And I'd like to ask you, what motivates you to do such positive, uplifting music?
We believe we're all connected. Mm-hmm. And so by sharing our talent or whatever, our gift, we want to lift humanity into a higher frequency because we totally believe in that.
You can also say, like Karina says, you say you are alive to share love through music and communication.
Right.
And I say I'm alive to be a reminder of love. So
because it's all about love.
Exactly.
I have chills. Does it get better than this today? I swear. Oh, my God.
Can you feel the love?
Can you feel it? Can you imagine?
All of you.
Yes. Can you imagine? And wait till you hear this, okay? Hold on. It's not over yet. Let's have a little bit of your great, fabulous, inspired vocal talent.
Okay.
And so you can go to cousinkate.com and check out their music, and maybe you'll even get the chance to see them live soon, and maybe in the next year, and the Grammys. Do I have anything
good
to
plan,
do with
good plan.
We'll see. Go to it, girls.
All right.
Can you imagine? And this is just a taste of their fantastic music.
A cappella, let's do it.
Woohoo! Live here on Making Life Brighter Radio.
Have you heard the news today? Someone said it's quite okay to know what you want, trust your heart. The voice of love and light will be your guide to stay. Stay open and stay truthfully. Experience the path of what can be. Together is better. Your image is light. Can you My friend said I should be quite clear with what I think and why I'm here. I'm holding on to my belief that this might be what I've been asking for. To feel this kind of love through all of me, where all of me is longing to be found. Oh, together is better. Your image is light. Can you imagine? Together is better. Your image is light. Can you imagine?
I love it. Can you imagine? There you go. Cousin Kate, everybody.
Yeah,
Isabella and Corinna Cott. Oh, my God. That gives me chills. I hope you're all uplifted from that. Wow. It's like, woo.
Yeah, go to our website and listen to the whole song, the whole recording. You know, it's out.
I'll watch the music video.
Yes, you have to see the music video.
Yes,
you have to see the music video. Woo! It's so fantastic. Wow. So what's coming up next for you?
Well, we're recording our album. You know, the album title is called Can You Imagine? So, I mean, Can You Imagine is the album title. It's the song, yeah. And
we have a great fundraiser on June 25th in Topanga Canyon. If you're in Los Angeles, you should come!
Yeah.
We're going to put all the information on our website so you can find out where to go and what to bring, which is really just yourself. But,
yeah.
You know.
So, yeah. You have to experience these girls. It's not just listening to them. And the recording is equally magnificent and uplifting. But you have to experience this in person because they are drawing in a light that's unfounded. Holy cow. I feel like I'm like, whee, I'm flying.
It's here to be shared.
Yes. So what makes your life brighter?
Oh, God, music.
Love.
Love.
Yeah, totally. Love. The love for life, people, nature, all the energies. It's beautiful.
The There's fact so much that everything is connected, and we have a lot of power within ourselves to, like, I don't know, we're rising into a higher frequency right now. This is a great time to be alive.
It's a time to be alive.
It is a fantastic time to be alive. Yes. I think we all concur on today's show that this is it. We are here right now, present and alive in this moment, drawing in, as you say, love.
Yes.
It's love and light. Love and light.
Love and light. That's
Release
it.
The fear and just be love.
Woo! Thank you all for listening today. I hope that you have a wonderful day. Go be jolly. Go make someone else's life brighter. And check out the archives and share with a friend. You can go to makinglifebrighter.com and find it on Voice America, Making Life Brighter. And you can subscribe on iTunes. Cousin Kate, everybody. CousinKate.com. Sean Anderson. Woohoo! We are going to see you next week with What the Health. You have to hear that. You have to watch that movie. Wait till you hear next week's show. Oh, my God. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for
being here.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go Jolly!